Hello and welcome to another small and mid-sized business podcast brought to you by Symantec, a global leader in infrastructure software, enabling businesses and consumers to have confidence in a connected world. Today's podcast is titled Securing Online Transactions. Thank you for listening. Have you been thinking about setting up shop online? Taking your goods and services to the internet will increase your business potential in many ways. However, e-commerce requires a commitment to securing transactional details, including credit card information from customers. As e-commerce has grown, so have the security threats. Identity theft, data security breaches, and phishing continue to top the list of consumer complaints. All of these factors undermine trust in digital commerce, and that's why it's important for any small business to take the necessary steps to reduce customer concerns about shopping and banking online. In the spirit of the instant transactions that online shopping enables, you'll need to set up a payment gateway on your e-commerce site that enables customers to pay by debit or credit card. One of the most important decisions you'll face is to choose the payment gateway. The gateway takes the submitted billing information from your customer's computer through your secure server and onto your merchant account at a processing bank. The gateway transaction is seamless and invisible to the customer, but to those concerned about security, it's anything but invisible. The payment gateway provider you select should maintain their operations in state-of-the-art data centers and utilize the latest security methods. They should also be fully compliant with major credit card providers' security initiatives, including the Visa Cardholder Information Security Program, MasterCard Site Data Protection, and Discover Information Security and Compliance. Also, any payment gateway you work with must be certified as a PCI Level 1 service provider. If you're considering using a lesser-known provider, verify that the service is compliant with all of these initiatives. Otherwise, you could end up paying higher fees, having your account closed, or having your organization added to a credit card processing blacklist. You can visit www.visa.com/CISP for a list of PCI compliant vendors. As we discussed, it's critical that the payment gateway you choose supports basic fraud detection and that all required authentication measures are in place. For the most part, credit card fraud is carried out by individuals that have only the credit card number and not the physical card itself. There are two authentication measures that payment gateway providers should have available. First, the address verification system. The address verification system authenticates a credit card purchase based on the billing address. During the online transaction, a customer is asked to supply their billing address, which should match the address on the credit card bill. The drawbacks to this kind of authentication is that it's very easy to mistype an address or for an updated address to not be fully propagated within a credit card company. Next, the card verification value, also known as card security code, is an authentication method based on the 3- or 4-digit number on the back of a Visa, MasterCard, or Discover cards, or on the front of an American Express card. This number, called CSC, also known as a CCID, is used by merchants so that they can secure card-not-present transactions, as those are conducted over the internet. Supplying this code in a transaction is intended to verify that the customer has the card in their physical possession. When it comes to choosing a payment gateway provider, you need to scrutinize their security measures because your business's reputation will depend on it. The provider should be effectively managing all facets of security on an ongoing basis. The data should be secured via 128-bit digital certificate. The data center where the payment gateway servers are housed requires ongoing requirements regarding physical security as well as information security. The provider should have firewall and intrusion detection systems installed at the operating system and application layers, as well as have database security and transaction security in place. Of course, your own business should adhere to the same stringent security guidelines you expect of your gateway provider. At a time when identity theft and fraud is on the rise, you need to ensure you have earned your customers' trust before they will conduct business with you online. Thank you for downloading and listening to another small and mid-sized business podcast brought to you by Symantec. For more information on Symantec security solutions, visit the small and mid-sized business section at www.symantec.com. And for more Symantec podcasts, visit us at www.symantec.com /podcast. Symantec, confidence in a connected world.